Now, on the front of the mag last month, Hayley Westenra was beaming down on us, and, well, hardly surprising, really, because since she last came to see us on the magazine show, she's been on tour and she's sold over a million copies of her former number one CD, Pure. She's touring once again and is tonight at St David's Hall in Cardiff, but earlier this week popped in to say hello, and I asked her how it felt to have sold a million. Hayley Westenra, welcome to the Classic FM magazine. It's great to see you again. Trying to work out when it was that you came in to sing for us, and I think it was about 6 months ago.
That's probably about right, actually. Yeah.
Ahead of the release of Pure.
Yeah.
Well, my goodness me, it's been a hectic old time since then, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has been, actually. It's been a complete whirlwind, really.
Tell me about it, because since then you've shifted 700,000-plus copies of Pure, just in this country, a million around the world. There's been tours, there's been TV, there's been promos. Your feet haven't touched the ground.
Not really. No, I did have like a month off back in New Zealand over Christmas, which was really nice. But I've been doing a lot of travelling.
What I like to see is we've got your mum here as well. So you're not missing the family. They're not 12,000 miles away.
No, they're not. Actually, the whole family's over here in the UK at the moment.
It's great for you to have all them over because it keeps you grounded, obviously. It means you don't get homesick and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
Which is fine. The downside is, I mean, you're 16, going on 17 years old. Are they keeping a bit of an eye on you and keeping you on a short leash as well?
Not really, no. I mean, I guess I'm pretty busy, so I don't have time to sort of do anything, I don't know, bad. But, you know, I just appreciate having them, you know, here.
Because I suppose you can't really hold down friendships in the same way that you would be able to if you were a 16-year-old back home.
It is a bit hard. I mean, it's hard when you're sort of just moving around so much, and you might meet someone, and then it's like, oh, I'll try and email you or whatever, and it is really hard sort of staying in contact with people. But, I mean, my friends back home, they're really supportive, and they're always there for me.
And is there a boyfriend back home?
No, 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 no.
Is there one on the road with you now?
No. I know, it's a bit sad, isn't it, really?
Not at all.
No, I just don't have enough time for
it. I was thinking that when we were just coming in to do the interview, because listening to your schedule with the promotions and meetings, and we're going to talk about America in just a second, you've been there as well, unless the boyfriend was in tow as well, what chance have you got?
Exactly, yeah, no. It is a bit awkward, but I just want to make the most of this opportunity, you know, while I've got it.
How have the gigs been going? Because you've had some great gigs in the UK. It must have been so windy in North Wales. You were in Llandudno at the weekend.
It was quite windy.
It must have been terrifying.
Yeah. No, it was my second time there, so it was quite nice. You know, we stayed at the same hotel and it was just, I mean, it's a great place.
You've been to some wonderful parts of the UK, but do you get a chance to see any of it? Or is it hotel, rehearsal, concert?
It's pretty much like that, really. But, I mean, yeah, when we're driving, you know, from place to place, we'll sort of look out the window and go, oh, that's nice. Oh, there's a castle up in the hills. But generally it's kind of pretty much, hotel, venue, and then we're back in the car again to the next venue.
Well, it's been remarkably quick, your success here, because I think the album was... It was number one on our official Classic FM chart for 14 weeks. It just sat there. There was no shifting it. Now you've got to try and do the same thing in America.
Mm.
Now, everybody that I talk to who's been a success here and then has to go to America just talks about it as being an unbelievably daunting project.
Yeah, I mean, I know it is a daunting, you know, project because, I mean, this is the fact that America is so vast and there's, you know, so much area to cover, but I'm excited by it, actually. Yeah, it's a new challenge and I'm sure I'll enjoy it, yeah.
Well, you've been for a couple of weeks already, I suppose, to sort of test the waters and talk to some people. And they've got a couple of acting opportunities lined up.
Yeah, well, there's two programs, American Dreams and The OC, and they've I performed in front of, like, the casting people and they both offered me a rock part, which would involve, like, singing and also a bit of acting. So
this is presumably drawing on the acting that you did, the musicals and stuff that you did when you were young.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Now, OC, I know, has just started here. It's been running for 2 or 3 weeks, the Orange County thing. It's kind of Dawson's Creek, but a bit older. Is that right?
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I've seen it, seen it once, really, once or twice. And, it's basically sort of, I think it's a teen kind of mid-20s sort of program. But, yeah, I mean... It's great. I don't mind anything.
Now, you've got
great,
kind of porcelain skin at the moment. You realise there'll be lots of walking around probably in a bikini by a pool because that's all that they seem to do in that.
I know.
Are you ready for that?
Well, you know, I might have to schedule on a holiday, won't I? You know, Spain or somewhere with me to get that tan. Yeah, all part of the job.
Now, what are the plans? I mean, obviously, America is a big deal. Do you have to do everything really quite quickly? Is that the way everybody around you seems to operate? It's a kind of strike while the iron's hot scenario, or can you take your foot off the pedal a little?
Well, originally we were actually planning to release in America last year, and there just wouldn't have been enough time for it. So we were allowed to sort of delay it, and it needs, everything needs to be right. You don't want to sort of just rush into something and hope, you know, cross your fingers, hope it turns out. But yeah, so it's going to be pretty hectic, and I mean, I know there's a sort of a lot lined up in a short space of time, you know, around the release date. But generally, you know, I'm going to be based there for, you know, quite a while, and so yeah, there'll be a bit of time off. And
And what about a new album for the UK? Because Pure has been out now for some time.
Yeah, I know.
How will you get around to doing that if you're tonking around the States?
I don't really want to rush into it too much. I don't want to sort of just get another album out for the sake of it. And I want to put just as much time as I did into the first one, into the second one. So you just have to wait and see.
And what direction? Give us a hint. What sort of direction would you like to go in? Because there was a variety of songs from classical to crossover.
Yeah.
I see you've penciled Wuthering Heights as being a single.
Yeah.
where would you go after that?
Well, I've given it some thought, and I like the idea of just continuing doing what I'm doing, really. And there's not one style I want to drop, or, you know, I love classical music, but then I also love some of the slightly more sort of crossover styles. And I mean, I love music that's got a slight Celtic feel to it, and just a mixture, really. So I think at the moment, I think that's what I'll do.
Well, enjoy the concerts that are left on this tour.
Thank you.
Yeah. And have fun in America.
Yeah, I will, yeah.
And come and see us again when you're next back in town.
Okay.
Hayley Westenra, lovely to see you again. Hayley Westenra singing Orphs in Trotina from Carmina Burana. She may be performing that tonight at St David's Hall in Cardiff, or she may have done earlier this evening. She may well be doing it tomorrow night at the London Palladium. And if you'd like to go and see Hayley Westenra at London's Palladium, here's their number, 020-7494-5030. 020-7494-5030.